This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives has raced to pass a massive spending bill, finishing its work for the year and avoiding a partial government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hours before financing for federal agencies would have lapsed, the House passed the bill along mostly party lines. Some Republicans, like Tennessee's Tim Burgett, ripped the bill's roughly $45 billion in aid to Ukraine and other spending.
This $1.7 trillion bill full of garbage.
Number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer says what it is full of is money to boost security and the American people's needs.
That is not garbage.
The bill now comes here, where President Biden says he will sign it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine will intensify its diplomatic efforts across Africa, Latin America, and the Pacific amid the ongoing war with Russia.
Ми готуємо активізацію української дипломатії за кількома напрямками.
Zelensky said stronger ties with the Global South would bring, quote, huge economic potential as well as significant diplomatic opportunities. Zelensky also talked about a phone conversation with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announcing a new 2.5 million euro aid package. Kurdish protesters clashed with police hours after a 69-year-old gunman opened fire at a Kurdish cultural center and a hairdressing salon in the French capital on Friday, killing three people and injuring three others, witnesses and prosecutors said. Police used tear gas to try to disperse protesters as they tried to break through a police line. This is VOA News. Air travelers are facing possible delays at British airports as government employees who check passports go on strike. The walkout Friday was the latest in a spate of walkouts over pay amid a cost of living crisis. The strikes are putting pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative government, which is refusing demands from the public sector workers for substantial pay raises.
I'm really sad and I'm disappointed about the disruption that has been caused to so many people's lives, particularly at Christmas time.
Inflation stood at 10.7% in November. Almost 3 years after it was first identified in China, COVID-19 is now spreading through the vast country, with experts painting a grim forecast. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
An abrupt reopening in China after years of a tough zero COVID approach has caught the nation underprepared. Many Chinese are still unvaccinated and hospitals don't have the capacity for a large surge in cases. The opening on December the 7th came as a response to nationwide lockdown protests, as citizens were becoming fed up with increasingly limiting restrictions on their movements. Whilst it's not clear how large the current outbreak is, AP reporters have seen intensive care units overwhelmed by patients and ambulances being turned away in several cities. I'm Karen Chamas.
It comes, meanwhile, former military strongman Sidibe Bak was on Saturday confirmed as Fiji's prime minister after accusing the outgoing government of stoking, quote, fear and chaos to derail his return to power. The 74-year-old said he felt humbled to be prime minister as he made his way out of parliament to be sworn in by the country's president. The two-time coup leader and former prime minister narrowly triumphed in a secret ballot held in parliament, the speaker announced. Arctic cold extended its grip over much of the United States on Friday, combining with snow, ice, and howling winds from a major winter storm rolling out of the Great Lakes to disrupt energy supplies and thwart travel for millions of Americans ahead of the holiday weekend. The extreme winter weather was blamed for at least four deaths on Friday. A 50-vehicle traffic pileup in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio in the midst of a blizzard killed one motorist and injured several others, shut down both lanes of the highways, according to fire and rescue officials. There was also three weather-related fatalities in the adjacent state of Kentucky, two from car accidents, and also one from a homeless person who died from exposure. Deep freeze is stretching from Montana to Texas. Some 240 million people are under winter weather advisories on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.